Good morning. It is absolutely a stunningly beautiful day to be joining together and recognizing and observing a major celebration in the mental health world. On behalf of Governor Patrick and Secretary Bigby, I want to welcome you and honor your dedication to people with mental illness. Western Massachusetts is the vanguard, a leader in many efforts to break down the societal barriers of stigma, shame, discrimination, so that individuals with mental illnesses have the same right and rights to respect and dignity, and the assurance that every individual has the right to appropriate, least restrictive clinical services where they choose to live. 30 years ago, the Northampton Consent Decree was a first, not only for Massachusetts, but for the country, and its impact has been felt here and beyond. 15 years ago, the decision to close Northampton State Hospital was another significant milestone in this region. Your ability to work through the challenges of closing the hospital was commendable, as all interested parties worked together to hold the principles of community and the values articulated in 3 decades ago of thinking, of best practice, and commitment to our consumers. The shared vision and values of this landmark decree, together with the Foundation for Community-Based Mental Health Services in Western Mass, and the same vision and values resonate today as we emphasize that recovery for citizens with mental illnesses is a partnership with all of you, our consumers, our families, our advocates, providers, and the community. As you walk along the tours following the program, you will see before you a very powerful illustration of dedicated partnership among all of our stakeholders within the mental health community, the City of Northampton, and the Commonwealth. We acknowledge the foresight of Dukakis and the Weld administrations and of our Western Mass legislators. And again, I want to acknowledge Representative Story, staff from Representative Nagel and Representative Cocott, Senator Rosenberg, and the entire Western Mass delegation. You have ensured that the property of the former Northampton State Hospital is to be and was to be developed with the requirement that DMH consumers have housing and employment here. This serves to reinforce the values of recovery, resiliency, and most importantly, hope that individuals with mental illness matter, have a voice, and are never forgotten. As we reflect upon our history, we must use this observance to rededicate ourselves to the foundation that was built decades ago, to renew and reinforce the respect for personal autonomy and dignity of the individuals we serve. I want you all to know that my commitment remains to the principles of recovery and resiliency. We must strengthen and increase awareness of respect for consumers and families, dedicate our service to these principles, and really walk the talk of consumer involvement, self-directed care, and the ultimate goal of recovery for all citizens with mental illnesses. The life issues we all care about, employment, career building, education, living situations, personal empowerment, and quality of life, can be interrupted by mental illnesses. This can be devastating, and we all know it doesn't have to be, and often it is not. That is what hope can do. Restore those important connections to one's community, to employers, to families, to peers, and to social connections. Our goal is to help consumers reestablish normal roles in their communities. The consent decree put us on this path. Respect, dignity, and self-direction are cornerstones of our work. And most importantly, our starting point is always the strengths of every individual we serve. This is how we help create hope. I ask you to recommit your support and dedication to individuals with lived experiences in areas that define all of our citizens. This is also how we create hope. Today and every day, I am filled with hope because I know we have the capacity to draw upon our foundation, renew our commitment to recovery, resiliency, and vital partnerships that make it happen. And I'm sorry that I did not acknowledge the mayor. I want to also extend my appreciation for her coming here today. I want to actually have Elaine Hill join me just for a few minutes. Once again, I cannot underscore enough what you have done as leaders for really the mental health community and for Massachusetts. We're in pretty dire times right now, and actually the governor is going to be holding a press conference talking about fiscal outlook for the state. Elaine and I had planned on spending the day with you, and I'm disappointed to say that we'll be leaving at noon. But, you know, this is a time when we really need to rally together with a united voice, once again, understanding that there are always opportunities, even when we are facing fiscal challenges. And it's critical that we continue to focus on what you really started here. The momentum is something that the whole state, and certainly us at the department, and within this administration support. And we will continue to move forward, never wavering in terms of our commitment to supporting consumers living in the community, working in the community, and really having all the experiences that all of us aspire to in our dreams. And I'm going to give the mic to Elaine just for a couple minutes. And once again, Liz, I want to acknowledge your leadership here and the team of people that work with you. Your continued commitment. You're here every day doing what needs to be done, providing the leadership, and I am honored to be the commissioner for all of you. Thank you.